今天我们所要证道的讲题是塔，城和塔，城和塔。Today our topic is entitled A City and a Tower。 创世纪第十一章第一到九节， Genesis chapter 11 verses 1 to 9。 从挪亚到亚伯拉罕，你算一下有将近十代不过在第五代的时候， from Noah to Abraham we calculate about 10 generations, but in the fifth generation something happened。 第五代的时候这里说到那个时候人他们商量聚集在一起说到第四节创世纪第十一章第四节，我们要传扬要传扬为我们自己传扬我们的名，他们聚集在一起商量造了一座城和一座塔。Men gathered together to build a city and to build a tower. And their purpose was to make a name for themselves. It says in Genesis chapter 11 verse 4, let us make us a name. In other words, at that time, men began to reject the authority of God in their lives. 那个时候人就不要神掌管他们的生命你说有可能吗？ Do you think it's possible 人不要神掌管他的生命？我们的生命是从神那里来的。 Our life comes from God. He's the one who sustains our life. Therefore, it is really illogical, 没有道理。为什么人不要服从感谢神对他们的照顾？是这真神使到他们有生命。 It is God who gives us life. How can we be so blind to reject him? 罗马书第一章第21到23节保罗就提到这件事为什么人会变这样败坏我们知道挪亚跟他三个儿子他们出了方舟的时候他们第一件事就是造塔来崇拜崇拜耶和华神，来感谢耶和华神对他们的怜悯The first thing after they exited from the ark after the flood was to build an altar to the worship of God, for the mercy of God that was upon them. And you would see how man's heart began to turn away from God. Here, given in Romans chapter 1 and verses 21 to 23, 罗马书第一章第21到23节，就讲到啊，人为什么会败坏啊？自从造天地以来，神是永能和永和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不见不能见，但接着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿，无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念成为他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。啊，为什么人不认神，好像孩子不认父亲一样，父母亲一样啊。这里就说到他们因为被罪捆绑，被罪捆绑， they are bound by sin. Here is described that their hearts were darkened. 他们的心，这里就说到哈，他们的心昏暗了 ，darken， 就是说不能够见了解到事实啊，就是他们自己的头脑骗自己，使到自己不晓得真实。The mind, the dark mind, deceive itself. Here the word described as foolishness. How it's so foolish as to reject the God who is giving them life, from whom life proceeded. Verse 21说，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄。这里讲到他们的思念变为虚妄， they became vain in their imaginations.In other words, their mind went off. Sin has a way of darkening the mind and trapping the mind and causes it to stray from the truth. So,在那个时候啊，人就开始败坏。22节说，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。Verse 23, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools， 自称为 聪明。那我们读创世纪第十一章就讲到这里就讲到他们说第四节来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔这塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名。这塔顶通天，就是说这塔建了好伟大好高人就以他们建的这城跟塔为荣。Men began to build a city and a tower, and they said that it is going to reach unto heaven. In other words, it is so great, the endeavor was so huge in the sight of man that the notion got into them that they have become great. 为什么会这样呢？我们读到创世纪第十章我们读到创世纪第十章那个时候那是谁死到这些众人都来到一起建这塔呢？创世纪第十章上个星期我们有看到第九节，他们在耶和华面前古时又生宁禄宁禄就是这个这人宁禄他就是造这城造这塔的领袖Nimrod which we saw in Genesis chapter 10 was the leader who led the building of the city and the tower in Babel 古时又生宁禄，他为世上英雄之首。He became a mighty man. 他在耶和华面前是个英勇的烈士，所以俗语说：“乡宁禄在耶和华面前。”是个英勇的烈士他国的起头是巴别我们在十一章第一到九节这里就说到这第十节所记载的故事Genesis chapter 11 is a flashback in detail of what happened in Genesis chapter 10 verse 8, verse 9, and verse 11, the building of Babel, the beginning of his kingdom. 这里就说到他国的起头。他国的起头 Men began to build a city for themselves rejecting their creator rejecting their God. 所以罗马书就说到第23节，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像仿佛必修坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式Man began to worship the creator, the created being himself, the birds, the four-footed beasts, and the creeping things. 那第24节和第25节就说到这个原因Romans chapter 1 verses 24-25 gives us the reason. 第24-25节说到，所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。 Verse 24 says, Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. 就是说他们的思想很败坏他们的心昏暗了。 Their hearts were darkened and their thoughts were so twisted that up to a certain point nothing can be done. Nothing can be done.无可药救啊！In Mandarin, we said there's no medicine to cure such a condition. 无可药救。所以神他还没有审判，用洪水审判世人的时候情况就是这样。Before God destroyed the world with a global flood, that was also the same condition. The lust was so great, it consumes man's hearts, overtake it fully, completely, so much so.That they became evil. And you may ask this question, how is it possible? Why is it like that? 我们就要问到为什么会这样呢？为什么会这样呢？其中的原因其中的原因what is the reason?我们在创世纪第六章的时候有读到第二节，神的儿子看见人的 女子貌美，就随意挑选娶来为妻Here is described for us in Genesis chapter 6 verse 2 that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair andThey took them wives of all which they chose. In other words, the devil came to possess man, and marriage came forth. And because of the power of darkness in the spiritual world that came upon this men who willingly give themselves to evil, give themselves to Satan, that this evil came upon them. And the power is supernatural. 所以这里讲到啊, 这人就真的是, 败坏了, 跟, 魔鬼, 魔鬼, 我们说魔鬼同房, 这个很, 恶的事, a very terrible happening, so that after the flood, that evil was still not removed. 创世纪第六章, 第四节说道, 那时候有伟人在地上, 后来, 神的儿子和人的女子们交合, 那就是上古英武有名的人. Verse 4 says, there were giants in the earth in those days, and after that, before the flood, after the flood, there were giants. You remember during the time of the kingdom in Israel, Goliath was such a big man. When Israel was asked to, or the scouts of Israel were asked to go and survey the land, they said that they were grasshoppers. How the men were so powerful and so great. Of course, there was that element of evil that comes. Satan wanting to dominate. The evil one has no salvation. But for mankind, there is a way out. There is a way out. And you see, when we think about what happened, we are just so saddened that after the flood, man has been given a new lease of life. 我们看到 洪水的审判过后, 挪亚跟他的 家人, 神就赐给他们了新的生命. But how easily a man would stray, allow themselves to be bought over by the evil one to stray from God. When Jesus was on earth, he healed 10 lepers. 只有一位 回头 感谢耶稣. Only one returned to thank, to give glory to God. 路加福音第17章第17节, Luke 17 verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where were the 9? 第18节, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. 耶稣说, 接近了的不是10个人吗? 那9个在哪里呢? 除了这外邦人, 再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗? 就对那人说, 起来, 走吧, 你的信救了你. Jesus said to that Samaritan man, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. 我们要知道, 主恩是多, 宝贵, 主恩是多宝贵,
We need to realize the preciousness of God's love for us to save us and to bless us with His presence, and how could we choose to go away from Him, to go away from our own blessings? 我们怎么会要去赐福，要离去赐福我们的救主呢？为什么？路加福音第十二章第五十一到五十三节说到说到在这世上我们要知道说纷争啊，一家的纷争是不能够避免的。Jesus tells us that the dividing of the house, the dividing of a home, because of sin, is inevitable. Suppose that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. 你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们不是，乃是叫人纷争。从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个和两个纷争，两个和三个纷争，父亲和儿子纷争，儿子和父亲纷争，母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和和媳妇相争，媳妇和婆婆相争。Here is told to us about the impact of sin in the world. As a first generation Christian, some of us are able to understand and see this division. 第一代基督徒可以看在他自己家的这个纷争。我们感谢主，就知道说这个纷争是为了要使到光光神的耶稣赐的真理照亮这黑暗的家里那黑暗那些还没有来 得到救恩的家人。我们感谢主，他在那个时候人好像建了这塔召集全球的人在一起好像对神的抗议好像得成了。 They seem to have succeeded at that time in rebelling against God. But here it's described for us that God came and confounded the language and scattered them. God came and confounded the language and scattered them. 在那个时候神就变乱他们的口音使到他们的言语彼此不通不能见了，因为讲了不通啊。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在各地上God caused them to have their language confounded and caused them to be scattered so that the darkness can be dispelled and God will from then send light to illumine the darkened world. 神就从那时起会使到他们分散分散全地那神的救恩也从那里开始。怎么样开始呢我们在这今年期间有时间再继续的读创世纪第十二章神国的开始we would begin to study from Genesis chapter 12 the beginning of God's kingdom 我们今天就讲到这里